You're listening to SBS News.
It was a meeting of the world's largest economies with a broad agenda of addressing the world's food crisis, spiralling inflation and climate change. But the war in Ukraine was always going to loom large over the gathering in Bali. After his meeting with US President Joe Biden, China's Xi Jinping broke the diplomatic stalemate with Australia, holding a one-on-one discussion with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The last Australian Prime Minister to hold formal talks with President Xi was Malcolm Turnbull in 2016. Emerging from the 32-minute meeting, Mr. Albanese described the discussion as positive and constructive.
Today, I think both countries took an important step to moving forward. There are many steps, of course, that we are yet to take, and where I have said consistently since before I became Prime Minister, we'll cooperate where we can, disagree where we must, and act in the national interest. And so it was a very constructive discussion. I think it was a positive development in our relationship as we approach the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations.
The Prime Minister says he raised objections to China's trade tariffs targeting Australia's exports, as well as his concerns about the detention of Australians Cheng Lei and Yang Heng Jun. He also urged the President to use his influence with Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine. They also reportedly discussed climate change and the issue of Taiwanese independence.
Certainly raised climate change and the need for us to work together in tackling climate change. I referred to the floods that are occurring in New South Wales, that climate change is a global issue and it requires a global response, and China has an important role to play. On Taiwan, I certainly raised that issue. I put Australia's position, which is support for the status quo, which I put forward in the meeting, and that we didn't wish to see any change to that status quo.
But it was not all smooth diplomacy in Bali, as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau learned after his meeting with President Xi. In a rare public confrontation, the Chinese president criticised Mr. Trudeau over media reports that he brought up concerns about interference in Canada's elections. The pair had earlier held a closed-door meeting, and through a translator, President Xi accused Prime Minister Trudeau of leaking to the media, calling it inappropriate.
If there is sincerity on your part,
free and open and frank dialogue, and that is what we will continue to have. We will continue to look to work constructively together, but there will be things we will disagree on, and we will have to continue.
Let's create the conditions first.
Despite the tensions between Canada and China, the group of 20 did come together to unanimously adopt a declaration at the end of the summit. The leaders of the world's biggest economies pledged to manage monetary policy carefully in the face of volatile currency markets and inflation. They also reaffirmed their commitment to combating climate change and acknowledged the role of the war in Ukraine in worsening those issues. But with Russia's involvement in the group, the declaration only went as far as to say that most members condemned the war in Ukraine, acknowledging some member countries saw the situation differently. Indonesian President Joko Widodo brought the summit to a close by commending member countries for the declaration.
The declaration consisted of 52 paragraphs. The paragraph that was highly debated was on attitudes towards the war in Ukraine. The discussion on this was very, very tough. And by the end, the G20 summit leaders agreed on the content of the declaration, which was the condemnation of war in Ukraine, because it has violated a country's borders and integrity.
President Widodo passed the gavel on to the G20's next host, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi said the 18th meeting in India will attempt to take forward the agreements reached in Bali.
Excellencies, Bharat G20 ka jimma.
Excellencies,
India is assuming responsibility of the G20 at a time when the world is dealing with geopolitical tensions, economic recession, increased prices of food and energy, and the long-term adverse effects of the pandemic all at once. At such a time, the world is looking towards the G20 with a lot of hope. Today, I would like to assure you that India's presidency of the G20 will be inclusive, ambitious, decisive, and action-oriented.
That promise to be decisive and action-oriented contrasted by the uncertainty of what issues the world's largest economies will face in 12 months' time. Tae Seok Hussey, SBS News.